America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and it's great having you live with us at the Alliance Legal Group studios. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well, right here in WPMH as well.
And can you give the information about how to get us on the, for folks that out there that want to call in, can you give them that information as well as how to get a hold of us today at the at our web chat?
Sure. The best way right now to call in is 488-5299. It's 757-488-5299 to call in to be part of the show. If you'd like to also make a comment or you have a question, you can comment on the Facebook page. We're streaming live right now at WPMH The Lighthouse. And so several people have started to do that as well. And I'll try to check it throughout the show so that we can find out what comments or questions. And it's only a half an hour show, so it's pretty quick. And so if we don't get to your comment or question, maybe we can share that on the next program. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday for you. Again, it's 757-5299, 757-488-5299.
Well, that's great. And like I said, that we are considering going to the one-hour broadcast. You know, we've talked about that, that we seem to run out of time. You have some great callers calling in. There's a lot of things going on right now. We have a lot to talk about today. That if you've been with us over the last year, that we've seen a country that, as in our intro, we've seen a country that has been radically changed by the radical left, and we're in a state of war. And you know, the most recent things that we've been discussing, you know, we're talking a lot about these mandates, these vaccine mandates. We're going to talk about the vaccine passport a little bit more today. There's a lot of good things out there as far as, I say a lot of good things, there's a lot of information out there, a couple good things, a lot of bad things. And so the format of this program, again, is for you to call in and share your thoughts and your ideas. The name of the program is called Faith and Freedom Network, because it's not just about the bad things that are going on in this country and the fact that this country is in a moral and real dilemma. That this is also about faith in Jesus Christ and an understanding that God's in control and that there's a lot of things going on right now that if we keep our eyes open, we can see God working in the midst of all the problems that are going on. And God's in control. He's got a plan for us. He has a plan for you. That, you know, one of the main things that we can see happening through this is a nation and a people recognizing, hopefully very, very soon, their great need and dependence upon Jesus. It's something that we've, as a nation, departed from, and we're feeling the consequences. And so we have this radical leftist onslaught that is purging, or not purging, is sweeping, I should say, through our country and destroying the very foundations of it. So again, call in today if you have a chance. If you you're listening in your car, we hope to hear from you at some point in time. But today that we're going to be talking about one of the things that we see more and more prevalent, and that is vaccine mandates. Vaccine mandates. So before we jump in, Colleen, any thoughts, any considerations before we jump in?
Well, again, we want to hear from our listeners and get their take on things. I actually was just talking to a listener who said she loves catching our program. So it's always good to hear that people are talking about that. And I know that we have a wide range of questions and comments and concerns regarding, you know, mandates, regarding authorizations, regarding, you know, all of those kind of things. But she was telling me and reminding me that we just need to continue to have faith in God and trust Him and, you know, make decisions based on, you know, prayerfully considering each and every, step there. Do what's right for you based on what you've read through scripture and what you, what you feel. But to always have trust and faith in God, which is extremely important and we need to be reminded of all the time. I think it's a great reminder for us to do that as Christians, to not fear and to trust our Savior for sure.
Amen. So what we have going on right now is that there's a lot of cases going on. You may or may not know that we have Christian Rights Ministry, which I'm the director of here in actually it's at the 128 Franklin Street in Suffolk, Virginia, at the Trinity Christian Church headquarters, where we've been established now since 2002, and we defend religious liberty through and by the referral of cases from Christian Rights Ministry to our office, the Alliance Leo Group. We've defended many, many cases. One case even went to the United States Supreme Court, didn't receive certiorari, but that we've a number of federal cases we filed on a pro bono basis. We help folks that are going through challenges of their fundamental First Amendment religious beliefs, and so that one. In fact, just yesterday that we've recently been contacted by a gentleman from Newport News, and we're going to get more information on that and be able to share it with you, but people are being fired for not taking the vaccine, that they're submitting their religious exemptions and that they're being denied. And this is happening right in Virginia. We had that case. I received another referral from the Alliance Defending Freedom, of which we are members of, this morning. A nurse in a place, I believe it was Unionsville, is what I saw, that they were reaching out for attorney assistance, pro bono assistance from ministry folks like myself, because she was terminated apparently from her job as a nurse for not submitting to this medical tyranny, mandate. We're Americans, Colleen, that we've enjoyed a history of freedom, a history of rebelling from tyrants. If you've read the Declaration of Independence lately, that's the basis of the document. In my friend and I were, in fact, Tony, he calls up here occasionally, as we were discussing, in grade school, we were, how many, if I asked you a question, Colleen, I said, how many branches, or how many, I guess it's how many branches of government are there? What would you say? There's how
three.
Many? And then name them.
The executive, legislative, and judicial.
So three branches of government.
Three, yes.
Would it surprise you that if I told you there were four?
Well, you wouldn't surprise me because I've heard that bounced around last week or so. So I've heard about the fourth branch of government, bureaucracy,
and who
right?
Are they?
Bureaucracy, right?
No, it's we the people.
Oh, we the people. Okay, well, see, somebody else, another commentator I was listening to called it the bureaucracy.
Well, see, he's wrong.
So the people.
If you read the Declaration of Independence, we the people established this Constitution. And those three branches that we talk of, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch, can be removed when they become tyrannical, just as we declared our right to separate from Britain because they became tyrannical, that we, the people, established this Constitution, and that we can take this Constitution away when those things, such as were enumerated back in 1776, become causes that cause the people who established this Constitution to require it. So
branches,
the bottom line is that we as a people really don't recognize the power that we have. And so when these mandates come out and that these unconstitutional requirements that say that you have to forsake your First Amendment freedoms, these God-given inalienable rights, that we as a people have a right to say no, that we just say no. That I was watching one of my broadcasts at one of the sources. There were over 60 There was over 60 demonstrations in America this week, but you don't hear about it on the mainstream media, of people saying, no, we're not going to take these mandates. We're not going to do these things. And so you're seeing a rise in the consciousness of Americans saying that, you just don't mandate what we do, especially with the freedom that we enjoy in our persons. And so big case happened just the other day. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. A big case happened in Michigan, and that case was, let me see if I can pull it up for you, that in Michigan, a judge pauses the WMU athletes' vaccine mandate and denies halt of the MSU mandate. So a federal judge on Tuesday, federal district judge, issued a temporary restraining order barring Western Michigan University from mandating COVID-19 vaccinations among its athletes. But then a U.S. district judge also in that same day denied a request for a temporary restraining order from a Michigan State University employee who is suing the university over its vaccine mandate. And the reason these are big deals is because the vaccine mandate for athletes came after four student athletes sued the university on the grounds that they had issued their religious exemption, that they had a fundamental faith belief that the vaccines would violate that, and of course WMU just denied that, and the court said, you very well might prevail on that. So so the good news is a federal court has determined, and again, when they issue a temporary restraining order, that's not the end of the case, but there's a determination that because these are fundamental rights, that a strict scrutiny has to be looked at whether or not whoever's trying to deny these rights are doing this appropriately. And if it's not justified by a compelling interest that is narrowly tailored, then, which is hard to do, that it would infringe upon these religious beliefs. And so across the nation, including Virginia, you're seeing folks saying, I have a religious exemption to these vaccines. The gentleman that we'll be representing and discussing his case with had a religious exemption. And there's a lot of different, this is an ongoing and developing sort of issue, so that it's very, very difficult to win some of these issues, especially when you have a very leftist sort, a very biased arbiter like the EEOC when you have employment issues, which is one of the first steps you have to go through and get denied by the EEOC before you get what's called a right to sue in the federal courts. So what we saw yesterday in Michigan was these athletes, these soccer players, these lady soccer players, the judge saying, you very well may have a case there. And then on the same hand, in the employment arena, the judge said, no, you don't have a right to, it had a vaccine mandate as far as his employment with the university. And it looks like they've denied that because probably what will come up to be a standing argument. Since Michigan is an at-will employment state, like Virginia, they were saying that you don't have a right to a particular job, and therefore that you don't necessarily have a right that's going to be able to be remedied by the federal courts. So a lot of things are going on right now. Cases are being filed across the country, and people are starting to stand up for their faith beliefs, for their constitutional beliefs. So if you could, Colleen, give the information that if people want to call in, or even if they've got something they want to talk to me about that. Give them the information at the Alliance Legal Group so that we can talk to them.
Sure. Well, first of all, to get in on the phone conversation here with us on the radio, it's 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299. Or if you're watching by live stream through the Facebook page, you can just chat there and I'll catch whatever comment that you have and mention that to Steve as well as we go forward with the conversation. And again, and you can bring up something, you know, if you'd like more information about it. And of course, Steve is a great source that, especially when it comes to legal matters or in the rights, Christian rights realm as well. And you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com to chat there and get a message to Steve directly so that you can ask your question and when he has a little bit more time to delve into and talk to you about that. But I encourage you to do that too. It's debtfreeva.com. And it sounds like, you know, yeah, you'll be busy with different opportunities and cases and as things keep coming down the wire.
Well, you know, and even as we see Americans, Christians, standing up to the right to not have this medical tyranny imposed upon them, we see the left doubling down on their efforts. People say, well, what do you mean? Well, look at New York. New York, 2 days ago, and I'm going to pull the article up, that issued another mandate, you know, requiring unvaccinated healthcare workers to be mandated or lose their job, and remove the religious exemption. They said that doesn't matter to us. We don't care whether or not you have a health or a religious basis, a fundamental faith-based belief, that we don't care that let me see if I can read that for you real quick.
I was going to say, we're probably going to see a lot more of that with originally they had said, okay, well, there is a religious exemption or subject to, if you don't show proof of vaccination status or whatever, that they would do, you know, have to do testing or something like that. But I'm seeing more and more, like you said, that they're starting to take away even that particular option as well.
Well, you know, the sad thing is what we're seeing is a lot of double talk, you know, that it's the way the tyrants operate. You know, that they in the beginning, we've talked about this many, many times, in back in March of 2020, I guess it was 2020 at this point, they said, you know, these lockdowns, we're going to have a lockdown. Never seen this before in America. I'm 57 years old, that we've never seen a lockdown where our rights are taken away, our businesses are closed, our churches are shut down. But they said, we just have to do this for what? 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember that?
Yes.
But it wasn't 2 weeks. It wasn't 2 months. It wasn't 6 months. It went on and on and on. And again, we've talked about this before, that they say, well, you know, I guess we were wrong. I guess we have, you know, we had these spikes and we had this and that and the other. So it's just going to have to go on and on. And then we saw the vaccines and, you know, it's just like, you know, you can have in the healthcare, you can have your doctor, but then you can't. Same thing happens with this, except for they've got a plan. And so they realize they can't give their draconian mandates the way that they're going to do them and do them truthfully, because nobody would possibly stand for it. So they said, we have to get vaccines and then things will turn to normal. Remember that? They said, what, one vaccine, two vaccines? Now they're saying, you know, it's going to take three vaccines. Now they're saying that it's going to take multiple. Joe Biden wants to do them every 5 months. That's what he wants to do. Fauci says, no, you don't have to do them every 8 months. But we're talking about endless booster shots to these vaccines because they don't work. They don't work. They don't work like they were supposed to work, like they were purported to work. But they knew from the very beginning these wouldn't work. But they're going to promote them, like we talked about the other day. Pfizer is already investing millions of dollars for their advertisements so that they can have a booster shot promotion so they can compete with other big pharma so that they can, right on your screen inside your home, promote more and more booster shots. This is not a one and done. And the reason it can't be a one and done, Colleen, is because there was never an intention for it to be a one and done. There was never an intention for things to return to normal. There was always an intention that this this weaponized coronavirus that was manufactured in the Wuhan labs that have patents out from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was being developed, that Fauci knew all about, that this was always going to be something that was going to sprung on the world to level countries like the United States so that the Great Reset, which we're going through right now, could be accomplished, so that sovereign nations could be taken down for superpowers like the United States to cede their sovereignty to this world government that they're implementing. It sounds crazy. It sounds so far-fetched. But a year ago, 2 years ago, there would have been no basis to be able to show it. But we've seen it happen. And so that the kind of looking from 10,000 feet up, what we saw was a COVID vaccine that was unleashed upon the world with a promise that the COVID lockdowns, the resulting COVID lockdowns, could be ended, that the destruction that the lockdowns unnecessarily did could be ended if we just had these vaccines. And if you just had to take one Johnson or two Moderna or two Pfizer, then it'd be all over. But then very shortly after that, everything would return to normal. But then very shortly after that, we said, no, we're going to need another booster shot. And now, like I said, they're going to go multiple. And why do they need multiple booster shots? Because it was never about the virus. It was never about just the lockdown. It was never about just winning the election, taking the election, stealing the election. It was always about the passport. And so now that we have a passport, now, if we had a passport, they put all this energy and all this time and all this money and all this effort into, and it was for just a vaccine that was a one and done last year's. Everybody knows how the flu works. You know that there's a new flu every 2 years or something, and so that you got to get a new vaccine. But this one, they're saying that you're going to have a passport that is regularly updated, so that you're fully updated on your vaccines. You got to be able to carry this, your papers, your vaccine passport with you to do anything. In New York, it's your key to New York. It to buy and sell, to work, to travel. They're saying they're going to have a no travel ban put on folks that if you don't have your passport, that you can't travel. We've heard that there's going to be there's lots of information out that they're going to put this travel ban interstate. That means you can't go state to state without your passport. It could go in interstate. It could be within the state. You could be driving to Charlottesville, and that's a health worker, a police officer, pull you over and say, "Have you got your passport? Have you been vaccinated?" And so, this has never been about your health. This has never been about your safety. This is about imposing a system by using a health emergency, a so-called health emergency, so that they could somehow, and just the way they're doing it, implement a way of control that would require people to be tracked, to have contact tracing, to know where they're at, to know whether they've done what they're supposed to do through this passport system. So we see New York doing the no exemptions. We're going to see, like you said, other states and other and this country trampling on religious freedoms as they want 100% compliance. And you know, we know this is a farce as far as trying to protect us. And you might have I was going to say, because you don't need 100% protection. There's a reason that they're saying just 70%. You know, they want 70% for a very particular reason. And that is because that at some point the 30%, you know, if you get 70% with passports, you can impose a system that says you've got to have your passport in order to travel, in order to buy, in order to sell, in order to do whatever you need to do.
Something about majority rules, right? It's like a majority rules kind of thing.
Say it again.
I was going to say that's like a majority rules kind of thing, or that the, you know, one side is heavier or more on one side than another.
You know, we were talking about Rand Paul's rant the other day, which is not a rant, but he was saying they can't have 50% of the students not show up to school. They can't have 50% of the military not, just like Brian the other day, not report to work. They can't have 50% of the police officers not protecting the streets. Employers can't have 50% of the people not showing up to work. So the reason they want this high percentage is because that at some point, there's going to be this critical mass, like you're saying, that says, well, listen, if I've been vaccinated, I've got the passport, I'm going to show them the passport so I can keep on working, I can keep on traveling, I can keep on doing whatever I got to do. But if 50% of the people say no mandates, just say no. If there's 50% of the people in America just stand up saying, I ain't going to do this, I'm not going to do this, then their passport system fails. They can't implement it. We're seeing countries around the world, some are 100%, they say now. Whether they are or not, I'm not sure. They skew the numbers because they're trying to get full participation. Herd immunity doesn't even exist with this vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA gene therapy. When a person actually gets infected by a virus, they get immunity, which will eventually result in herd immunity when you get that 70% sort of number. But not this. This vaccine doesn't affect the virus that way. What it does is the exact opposite. It creates variants because the virus escapes the attempt to eradicate it. And so they know there's going to be endless variants, Delta, Epsilon, you name it. That's why they're planning these vaccine booster shots and this passport saying, do you have your most recent vaccination? So we're down to 4 minutes. That we are at a stage that if we don't, the one best thing that you can do now, you might feel for whatever reason that a vaccine is right for you. That's fine. It's not right for me. It's not right for a lot of people I know. But that even if you believe it's good for you, as a Christian, as an American, you need to support those that say that vaccines are not right for them, because they're going to try to pick off those people, make those unvaccinated people the scourge, the marginalized, and soon at some point the arrested and the ones that we need to go against. And we all lose our rights when we don't stand up for them. And these mandates, they're clearly in many cases unconstitutional. And even when they're not unconstitutional, they're heavy-handed. They take away the individual liberties of those that are being mandated. We've got 3 minutes, Colleen. We're going to try to land this thing. Do you have any thoughts before we do that?
No, I think that it's good information. And then I feel like sometimes we're repeating a lot of the information over and over again, but you never know who's listening and what they need to hear. And again, it's just what's top of mind right now. And as we need to continue to learn more and be prepared as other information comes our way, or they change either regulations or, you know, other mandates come to be, I think people should just be aware of what's coming down the pike and know that you're there to help out in some, pointing people in the right direction if they need legal counsel or they need to find ways to get exemptions or whatever else can come to be.
Well, so we have 2 minutes, and you're right. A lot of this is repeated from last time. But one of the things we need to do that, if you're going to say no to the mandate, you could have consequences. You probably should seek legal advice. There could be consequences that are negative. There could be consequences like losing your job. Could be consequences about, not being able to go to school. There could be consequences about not being able to participate in areas that you otherwise could, at least temporarily, if you did those. So they're serious decisions that people have to make. They have to weigh their liberty and this country's freedom over the shot, the jab. And so, and again, even if it's right for you, I just share with you, as Americans, we need to support those that say it's not right for them. Well, we're down to 12:59. Just say no to the vaccines. Just say no to the vaccine passports. Just say no to the mask. Just say no to the mandates. We're Americans. We're a history of freedom. The only way that we're going to keep our freedom is if we stand up for them. Folks, that's all we have today. We look forward to hearing from you. Please call us or go to www.debtfreeva.com, and we would love to talk to you. God bless you and have a great day.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.